she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried. Stand up for me. State your peace tonight. Stand up for me. State your peace.
Good afternoon and welcome to Off the Beaten Path, broadcast live from the swamp here in Central Florida. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is September 23rd, 2018. My rants are ready to be released. Let's get to the news. My views, your views, 1-800-313-9443. You can reach me also at offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. And the chat room is offthebeatenpath.chattango.com. I check in there once in a while, see what's going on in there. Well, are we going to talk about it? Or are we not going to talk about it? What's been the big news for the whole week? Yeah, we're going to talk about it. I don't think we can avoid it. Brett Kavanaugh. Let's talk about it. Supreme Court Justice nominee from Donald Trump. It's a lot of hot water right now. Well, at least some think he's in hot water. The Democrats think he's in hot water. I don't think he really is, but I don't know. Interesting. Monday is going to be very interesting. As we understand, his accuser, Christina Blasey Ford. You know, it's funny that villains always have three names too, don't they? You got John Wilkes Booth, Lee Harvey Oswald, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And now you got Christina Blasey Ford. Well, so but a lot of new stuff that's been released lately. I've got some good information for you. I think I might give you a little different insight to what might be going on here with this Christina Blasey Ford. Does not have a has a past. Let's just say it that way. She has a past that's been revealed. Alex Jones revealed some of it. I'm not a big Alex fan, but I happened to see that there was an article on the website from a host. And I went there and I looked at it, and it looks pretty dang reliable. And I don't think it's on our website, though. Alex Jones reveals who is Christina Blasey Ford. Quite a past. A little on the promiscuous side, I'd say. A little on the risque side. Which is interesting because I saw the pictures of her yearbook pictures, and I'm surprised actually those pictures would actually make it into a yearbook. Because she's just a little bit younger than I am, about 7 years younger than I am. Six years younger. And we would never, in my yearbook staff or whatever, the high school I went to, Ben Davis High School in Indiana, would have never permitted those pictures. They would have said, no, that's not appropriate, a little suggestive, that's not where we're going. It's kind of surprising, but we are talking about California, liberal California. I grew up in Indiana, so liberal California may be a totally different scenario there. They may permit everything, and actually, they kind of do. I'll talk about that a little later. A new dress code in Alameda County, which is, well, it's going to certainly have the boys not, you know, concentrating on their work, schoolwork, because the girls are going to be able to dress pretty much whatever they want to wear. It's cool. It's all good. Yeah. I guess another good reason why I would probably be a homeschooling my child if I lived in California. Wouldn't waste my time with their indoctrination and the continued dropping of the bar on education standards. So let's talk more about this Christina Blasey Ford, the accuser. So we go back. So probably 35, 36 years ago, she was at a party with Brett Kavanaugh. Remembers the details of a man on top of her, and it was Brett Kavanaugh. Doesn't remember the party, what day, what month. Doesn't even remember who went to the party. But she has one remembrance, is that this man here, who wants to be Supreme Court Justice, was the man who was on top of me. Put his hand over my mouth, and I feared for my life. I feared for my life. Isn't that the term? Isn't that the phrase we always hear for law enforcement these days when they shoot to kill? Well, she's shooting to kill this guy, no doubt about it, kill his chances of becoming a Supreme Court justice. And if he's not a good candidate, I would say right away he's not a good candidate. Is he a perfect person? No. Is he guilty of this? No, I don't think so. I really don't think so. The evidence doesn't suggest there is a case, and that's why the FBI has basically said, we got nothing. So what is happening here, it's going to happen next week, is Monday, is she's either going to play this little game, I'm going to testify, or she's going to drag her heels on this, which is a good possibility, drag her heels and say, I'm going to testify in the week when I'm ready. When she's ready, or after she's been coached enough and told new developments in the story, which is going to convict Brett Kavanaugh based on hearsay, no evidence, just accusations, allegations. Maybe her memory will be refreshed. Maybe they'll put her, she'll see a therapist and he'll do a little, put her in a trance here and pull out the deep, intimate details of this sexual abuse case, supposedly that happened 36 years ago. I don't know. I can't believe we're even going here. I want to touch on this because I actually understand Brett Kavanaugh. I've been there. I've been falsely accused before. I think a lot of men have been falsely accused of something they didn't do. I've always been an accountable person. I really am. Accountable for my actions, my behavior. I've done wrong. If I've done wrong, I've accepted my punishment. But there's no worse punishment than to be punished for something you actually didn't do. I mean, you're looking at kind of a Shawshank redemption here with no redemption. To be convicted by accusation, allegation, and now, guess what? Rumor. Yes, rumor's been added into the equation now. It's accusations, allegations, and now rumors work. Well, you know, I think this whole scenario is snowballing out of control here. This whole thing of accusations, allegations, and rumors now is out of control. And I suggested on Monday when I took over John's show, what needs to happen is those who are wrongly accused need to file defamation of character lawsuits right off the bat. Don't mess around. This is libelous slander, and I'm going to sue you. And the question I ask right now is, first of all, this late release at the last minute, which looks so damn obvious. This appears to be the MO of the liberals, the Democrats, to find a sex scandal every time it works. They seem to pull this out of their rear end every time towards the very end. Oh, by the way, we've got this sex thing on him now. It doesn't work. But they keep trying. They keep trying, and they keep thinking they can influence people to believe the lie. And it's quite obvious. I don't think just RBN listeners get it. I think the big picture, I think most people see this for what it really is. Now, those who hate Donald Trump, and this is an attack on Donald Trump because it's his nominee, this is political slander. That's all it is. This is get back at you because we don't know how else to get back at you. You know, Trump is succeeding in some areas. He's failing in some areas, but I'll give him his accolades when he's succeeding. And they cannot let him have what he wants. They'll deny him on everything he wants. So this is just another denial to Donald Trump is all it is. But it happens to be that Brett Kavanaugh's reputation is on the line here. So like I said, I take this very personal. I've had two cases that were kind of the same situation with me that somebody accused me of something, and I fought back. I fought back hard, and thank God it didn't go anywhere, and they believed me because my track record was a pretty good track record, and that was out of character for me. And as my wife said, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And sometimes I think of some of these cases, it's exactly what we have here. A woman scorn who's trying to get back at somebody, or she wants her 15 minutes of fame. Or even I thought about just the other day, is it possible? First of all, they beat the bushes to find this woman. They found this woman. Somebody paid for that little investigation to find somebody in his high school and beat the bushes and bring her forward. I don't think she came forward on her own. This was beating the bushes. We got to find somebody. I sometimes wonder now, is it possible? Is it possible that we have a person here being used Miss Christine Blasey Ford, being used, being blackmailed because of her sketchy past, is now having to play the game of being a victim against Brett Kavanaugh. And so they're fueling this whole thing, basically waving over her head, saying, if you don't play the game, we're going to release all this stuff. And, you know, you might not get to keep your teaching job at Palo Alto Community College there. So I don't know. Mr. Producer, let's go ahead and play that clip I sent you over on the new evidence, the possibility of what also could be going on here.
And with just days before Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is set to be confirmed by the Senate, and Democrats are pulling no punches to block his appointment. But as one America's Pearson Sharp explains, their tactics of using an unverified last-minute accusation from decades ago may have a few holes in it.
The media's crusade against Brett Kavanaugh is building steam days before the Senate votes on his confirmation. But behind all the smoke and mirrors, there doesn't appear to be any solid case against the Supreme Court nominee. Kavanaugh has denied all allegations in the strongest possible terms and announced he's willing to go before the Senate Judiciary Committee to answer any questions necessary to put these unproven claims to rest. But coming out of nowhere, with a lawsuit based on accusations from 36 years ago, who exactly is Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Ford? And why did she wait until just days before Kavanaugh's confirmation to come forward with her story, when she's had the last several decades to speak up?
It is an accusation which the ranking member of the Committee of Jurisdiction has known about for at least 6 weeks. Known about for 6 weeks. Yet chose to keep secret until the 11th hour.
Well, after a little digging, it appears Christine Ford may just have an axe to grind with Kavanaugh, but it has nothing to do with anything that happened between them in high school. Ford is a professor of psychology and statistics at Palo Alto University, who apparently goes out of her way to take a stand against President Trump and his administration. Back in January of 2017, she wore a version of a pink hat used by feminist activists as she marched in opposition to proposed policies of the president. But her quarrel with Kavanaugh may go much deeper than his simply being the chosen nominee of President Trump. Facts are now emerging that Brett Kavanaugh's mother, Martha, was a district judge in Maryland in 1996. Astonishingly, she also happened to preside over a foreclosure case against none other than Christine Ford's parents. As it turned out, Martha Kavanaugh ruled against Ford's parents on a property in Potomac, Maryland, though it never resulted in the seizure of the property. Yet this potential conflict of interest is going totally unmentioned by the media, who seem more concerned about playing up unverified charges than looking into a possible case of revenge. Christine Ford's attorney, Deborah Katz, is also a major donor to the Democrat Party and has called people who work for President Trump miscreants. Katz says those who work for the president are worse than deplorables and has made a career out of dismissing sexual harassment cases against liberal politicians. In fact, Deborah Katz, the woman who is supposedly a champion of women's rights, downplayed and ignored complaints against former President Bill Clinton and even Minnesota Senator Al Franken. Katz claimed that Paula Jones, who was sexually assaulted by Clinton, had a very weak case against him, and that the situation lasted only 10 to 12 minutes, and that she suffered no repercussions in the workplace. Katz even went as far as to say that if a woman came to her with a similar case, she would tell her that it's unfair, but, quote, you don't have a case. A far cry from Katz's current accusations against Brett Kavanaugh. Because for Democrats, it doesn't actually appear to be about Kavanaugh's character. The judge has been praised on all sides from everyone who knows him personally as having a sterling reputation. That includes his former classmates, his friends, and even the mothers of the young girls he coaches on his daughter's basketball team. And if witness testimony is all that matters, then Mark Judge, who was named in Christine Ford's letter and was actually with Brett Kavanaugh on the night in question, should be able to settle the case. Judge called the accusations absolutely nuts and says he never saw Kavanaugh act that way. In fact, Christine Ford herself admits she has a hazy recollection of the night and has given conflicting reports of the event to her therapist and even stated she doesn't remember the incident specifically. And finally, Kavanaugh has been through half a dozen rounds of vetting by the Federal Bureau of Investigation itself.
Judge Kavanaugh is one of the finest people that I've ever known. He's an outstanding intellect, an outstanding judge, respected by everybody. Never had even a little blemish on his record. The FBI has, I think, gone through a process six times with him over the years where he went to higher and higher positions. He is somebody very special.
If none of this has turned up anything against him in the last 36 years, it seems suspicious at best that these accusations are emerging mere days before his confirmation. Especially when Senator Dianne Feinstein was aware of them for the last several months.
Now they choose to introduce this allegation. Not through the standard bipartisan process, not by advising the Judiciary Committee colleagues and committee staff through proper channels. Oh, but by leaking it to the press.
And at worst, it seems like a cheap and transparent move by the Democrats, purely designed to wipe out his chances of making it to the Supreme Court. From Brett Kavanaugh to Congressman Duncan Hunter, and even to Judge Roy Moore, this is becoming a favorite tactic of the left. Wait until the last minute to release salacious accusations, destroy the candidate's reputation, and then drop the whole thing as soon as the race is over and they've won the seat. If the Democrats were truly concerned about his character, then this mountain of evidence supporting Kavanaugh would be getting more coverage. Or the Democrats would be listening to their own colleagues, including two liberal Supreme Court justices, as well as Supreme Court attorney and self-described feminist Lisa Blatt.
At the end of the day, I enthusiastically support Judge Kavanaugh, and I am proud to introduce him because he is unquestionably qualified by his extraordinary intellect, experience, and temperament. And he does easily fit within the mainstream of legal thought.
Instead, headlines are focused on the single, unsubstantiated claim from a woman who is clearly biased against Trump and who has an obvious motive against Kavanaugh. If unverified character assassinations are permitted to determine who our political leaders are, it's only a matter of time before anyone may be accused of any act, no matter how long ago, and be removed from office without any proof required. As Americans, we owe it to ourselves, our country, and our justice system to put politics aside and support the candidate who best fits the job, no matter the party he represents. Pearson Sharp, One America News.
Want to see more videos like this? Click on the link below and subscribe.
You can cut it there, Mike. so let's we'll go to some calls here in just a second. I want to touch a couple bases, and we got two callers lined up here. I will not ramble too far into this, but here's the situation. She too embarrassed to tell her parents because she was at an all night drinking party, evidently, and I just don't buy this. You know, if something was so serious, you would tell your parents, but. Evidently not traumatic enough to tell her parents, or even in a therapy session, supposedly with her therapist, which is, I wonder why she's seeing a therapist. But it never came up in discussion in her therapy sessions that she was potentially raped in high school. Doesn't come up. You think that would come up? It should come up. It's not the standard. Also, the thing I would also have to ask is, who's paying for the legal representation right now? So you follow the who's paying the bills, and you can usually find out who's behind the whole agenda. Of course, that we know who's behind the agenda. People like George Soros, people who hate Trump so much. The list is long for people who could possibly be funding this whole thing. But there is probably one key person who's paying all the bills, who's sending out the investigators to find the dirt on Brett Kavanaugh. What else we got here? Like I said, this whole... Oh, we got a break coming up? No? That's fine. Find who's paying the bills. And the agenda. I found it very interesting that his mother's a judge. That's fine. The video. We don't have any more on the video anyway, Mike. Oh, don't worry. I'll send it back over then. Okay, good. Okay, sounds good. All right, sounds good.
To lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Sending that one out to somebody who doesn't want to listen to jazz with Steve. You know what? I'm not going to mention a name. You know who you are. But maybe you could use a little jazz in your life. You seem too stressed out. And yes, we get it. We can point the finger in the direction where the problems in our country come from. We know where they are. The question is, what can we do about breaking that tie with that certain country? So until you got an answer for me, just chill out, you know? Listen to some jazz. Deep breath. 10 good deep breaths. Feel good about yourself. Look at the glass. You can say it's half full, or you can say it's half empty. On the positive side, let's say it's half full. All right? Think about those words. I didn't call you a crackpot. Not at all. We understand. You just need to chill. All right, back to what we're talking about here, Mr. Brett Kavanaugh, this witch hunt against him to basically take him down. So you're not going to give Trump what he wants. We're going to go to the phones real quick here before I get back on my rants again. Pat in Texas, you are on.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Pat, I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I've been around a while, and I remember when Clarence Thomas was being interviewed, you know, and the Anita Hill thing, and it was pointed out to me that this is a show that's being put on And I started looking really close. And what happened was at 3 p.m. when the kids are home from school, they asked that same question, you know, always getting down to what's between your legs, always. Because, see, that side, the deep state, what they do is they accuse you of what they would do or do
exactly.
already.
Right.
And at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock news, same thing. 9 o'clock, same thing. And it wasn't a rerun of the original question. They actually asked the question again.
Right.
And what happened was she used to be, she was a professor at Oral Roberts University, Anita Hill. Mm-hmm. And he gave his whole law school to Pat Robertson. Mm-hmm. I remember the whole thing very well.
Oh, I do too.
In fact, yeah, there's a book about it. So and then another time, I remember when George Bush recommended Senior, I think it was. Or was it Reagan? I don't know. Souter. Remember Souter?
Sure. Justice Souter, yeah.
Well, he turned out to be pretty bad, you know, mm-hmm. in a way. Because, first of all, he wasn't married. Why should they question that? See, that's probably what. Yeah, if they actually did... try to get somebody who represents them completely, you know, they would probably be homosexual.
Yeah.
But they would never ask that question. They would never look at it. I'm not saying Souter was. I'm just saying, I remember Souter, and we lost the eminent domain on him. That was pretty bad.
Right.
Remember?
Right. I do.
He tried to buy his old house. He lived in 200-year-old house. For eminent mm-hmm. domain from the shopping center, just to show him what it was like. Of course, the town wouldn't let him do it.
Right.
But you
right.
know, I think they should bet him a long time. I'm not saying I'm for this guy, but that this whole thing is ridiculous. These mm-hmm. Me Too women, you better look twice at them.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah. That's all I want. Well, that's all I wanted to say. But it's
I
very important.
That.
I think they just want to wait till the election is over, and then they think they're going to win, but they're not going to.
I sure hope you're right on that one. I sure hope you're right on that one. They don't win, because they will. If they're the dominant, we're in trouble. We are in serious trouble. Thanks for your call, Pat. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, I remember the Clarence Thomas deal. I remember the Anita Hill. I remember that the pubic hair on the Coke can comment that seemed to get everybody all riled up, which she could never prove. It's, again, hearsay. And that's really not a come-on thing to a female if you're trying to pick up a woman. I don't know how that's supposed to get her all aroused to think she'll go out with you by saying something about a pubic hair on a Coke can. So, you know, I think that was an outrageous remark to make, an accusation to make. And again, what we have here is the MO for the Democrats, the liberals. At the last minute, let's see if we can find a sex scandal here. Let's bring this guy down. It doesn't have to be true, but what it does have to do is stick. It has to stick and ruin him. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path. Your call's coming up. Chris in Las Vegas and Art Off the Grid.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy Clear is $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the Energy Cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
In white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss.
That is a classic. Good bumper there, Mike. We are back talking about Brett Kavanaugh and the witch hunt against him to basically take him out of the running for the Supreme Court as a justice. And we're going back to the phones here. Chris in Las Vegas, what do you have to say to this?
I think, like you, my hats are off to Mike for the perfect song for this episode that we're talking about. Moody Blues there that he chose is just absolutely apropos. Being a Gore Vidalian conspiracy analyst, as I am, and due diligent researcher, and recalling with some specificity, it's my observation that the Democrat Party has assembled a dream team of damage control attorneys, hit team, to assassinate anybody that they find to be undesirable for whatever position they are trying to elect them for, or select them for, as the case may be. I think you've got Gloria Allred, a close friend of Dianne Feinstein's, if she's still alive, I'm pretty sure she is, probably Johnny Cochran, maybe even Michael Avenatti could be in the mix, probably Eric Holder, and maybe some Clintonistas are probably on this team also. And this framing the blame on the victim or the intended targeted person that you don't want into office, character assassination, legal homicide, if you will, murdering the guy, but for a bunch of hyperbole, that has no basis, that they withheld for at least 30 or 45 days before they brought this dire consequence to the forefront to have the most maximal effect possible in destroying this man at the very last minutes of his so-called installation. Seems to be very diabolical and in a classic case of tactical brinksmanship of complete destruction of a political opponent.
Yep. 100% all the way. I agree with you 100%. You know, it's interesting that these people, like Pat had mentioned, these are the same people that actually carry on the same kind of behavior, who actually carry it out, but they're the ones who condemn and point a finger. These people have a serious memory lapse on their President Clinton, all his little sex exploits. I believe they paid out $800,000, probably coming from the Clinton Foundation, to settle sexual discrimination lawsuits and sexual exploits. So, you know, it's funny that the pot calling the kettle black here. But I'm going to say the pot calling the kettle black is that the other side is not guilty in this situation. I don't believe that Brett Kavanaugh did any of this stuff. Like I said, this is a last-minute ditch effort. They always seem to pull this thing. We have something now, new information. Now, let me go on a limb here. I expect next week she will testify. She's being coached right now. She's being coached. Her memory is being refueled, and she's getting new memory. Oh, yes, I do remember that now. They're coaching this woman right now. Now, next week, expect to see some Oscar performances next week of emotion, tear-wrenching, heart-grabbing. Oh, my God, she's a victim. They're going to try to convince you in so many other ways that what she's saying, it's just accusations, allegations still. Don't forget that. But what she's saying, she couldn't possibly be lying because look how emotional she is. She's going to play this angle up of emotion to get basically to succeed in bringing down this man. Mark my words. We're going to see. Roll those recorders. I kid you not. You're going to see some great acting next week on this woman.
Oh, it will be glorious theater on the stage of Kabuki Theater or Communist Show Trial. This is what they specialize in, emoting the emotions of the public that are viewing by putting a marvelous actress that's been well touted and schooled with invented false memory syndrome, which we also call the Mandela effect, where we claim that we remember something or it's not as we remember it because it's been changed radically since then or it was never so in the first place. And, of course, noting Joseph Stalin's proclivity for suggesting that if you tell a lie often enough, some people will begin to believe it is operant here in this particular show trial.
Right. No, I agree. Okay. I also expect to see the mainstream media playing this angle, repeating her accusations over and over. They're going to play this theater of her crying over and over and over. And then they're going to actually lash out at the people who actually question her. This is what they do when they don't have a case. You're harassing the witness. You're harassing the accuser. They're going to try to play this angle of she's a victim and now you're harassing her. This is going to be major drama next week. Record this stuff, people. Watch it. I think I'm going to hit this one right on the head. Major theater coming next week, and they're going to push that issue that a woman who is this emotional, couldn't possibly be lying about the incident. Even though she can't find anybody else to collaborate what she's telling you, her emotions will be proof enough that this man is guilty of these crimes. There you go.
I think they should do a pre-trial drug test of her fingers to make sure she doesn't have some sort of a irritant on there to cause her to have false tears coming up like a crocodile.
There you go. There you go. You know what's funny is that nobody's even mentioned having a polygraph test on this woman. Hey, take a polygraph. Let's see how you do. You know, but again, a pathological liar can beat a polygraph, so that's not a hard thing to do. But even the FBI has decided there's nothing here. There's nothing here at all. We had nothing to go on to actually prosecute this man. So the only goal of this mission here basically is to take the man down to make sure he doesn't become a Supreme Court justice. That's it. We can't prosecute him, but we can mess up things for him that he can't become a Supreme Court justice. That's pretty much
Steve,
it.
Steve, yesterday, Jadine Pirro did have a special on her Fox News channel where she did decry the lack of credibility and efficacy of a polygraph, and that she had lobbied against it as her position of a district judge in, I think it was New York, New Jersey. And right. The day before, she'd done a really great hit piece on, it was called the Annihilation of Feinstein. And it was really worthy of anybody that loves liberty and freedom taking a look. She actually gets it. She supports constitutional values, due process of law, a standard of guilty beyond a reasonable doubt and reasonable suspicion. These are things that are fundamental in our American justice system, but the Democrats want to operate under the theory of legalism, which basically anything they invent and apply to somebody, they have to prove a negative, and you can't prove a negative. So thank you very, very much, Steve.
I appreciate it there. Thank you very much. We're going to go back to the phones here. We have Art off the grid.
Oh, man, I love your bumper music. And to those out there that don't like jazz.
Well, I'm just poking one individual person in the ribs because he just said he doesn't like it. And I think, you know, like I said, it's my escape. You know, the glass could be half full, Art, or it could be half empty. I try to look at it as being half full most of the time. We got a lot of bad things around us. We see a lot of terrible things in the news, in the paper, a lot of death, destruction. We got terrible weather. We could focus on the negative all the time, or we can say, you know, a little breath of fresh air and try to find some goodness. And that's where the music comes in for me. And that's the positive part. What I look for in music to calm me down from all the other crap I have to look at and see and read. I need something to bring me down a little bit to understand there is some good in the world, Art.
Yeah, I know. I grew up, I remember in the 60s and 70s listening to my jazz with my dad on the old Victrola. But anyway, you know, I use the same procedure as with something like this whole Kavanaugh thing as I use with official government and police statements. Anything like, I don't care if it's Oklahoma City, Alpha-Primura, if it's 9/11, if it's Sandy Hook, if it's Pulse nightclub, the Fort Hood shooting. I use the same procedure, the same technique to disseminate and filter through. And then I ask simple common sense questions.
Exactly.
Now, they've been putting this out as if we must always believe the woman, no matter what. Gotta believe the woman.
Right.
Okay? So accusation equals guilty. That's how this works. Well, there's a problem here. From the very beginning, first of all, she couldn't remember how she got to the party or how she got home. She couldn't remember how many people were there. At first, it was just her and Kavanaugh. Then there was another guy. A little bit later, there was a couple girls. The story keeps changing. How many times have we heard this, where the stories keep changing? All right? Then we
That's how you spot the lie, Art.
Right. Then we have Kavanaugh's mom, who ruled against her mom on a foreclosure case.
Foreclosure,
like revenge to me. And then we have the defamation of character. Now, Kavanaugh's got the perfect defense here because defamation of character will now force Ms. Ford to go into an actual, real, honest-to-good court and prove the accusation. As if she fails, she's in major financial penalty. See, I've been studying the law since 1984.
Yep.
And I've got 34 years of studying law, and I'm currently enrolled in law school and have been attending Hillsdale College for about 5 years now. And they are great, folks. Check them out, Hillsdale College. They're awesome. All right? Now, with this confirmation hearing, when I was in school, all right, I finished out high school in 1981. Was when I graduated. I stayed back a couple years because I got in trouble a little bit, so I was held back a couple different times, which is why I didn't graduate until 1980. But when I was in school, we had mandatory on the curriculum was this course called Social Studies. Now, Social Studies teaches you how the system works, and you cannot truly understand the system unless you know and understand and comprehend fully the Constitution and how our system of justice, our entire system is set up based on the Constitution. There is your blueprint right there. Now, these hearings are not like going into a regular courtroom where you have the prosecutor and you have the defense. In these hearings, congressional hearings, you have a panel of congressmen and women who question witnesses. That's it. They have people come in to witness and observe, but they're not a part of it. In confirmation hearings, it's kind of similar. You have an audience of people who are interested, want to come and listen, but you don't have attorneys. You have, again, congressmen and women questioning the nominee. So in one, in the congressional hearing, you have witness. In confirmation hearings, you have nominees.
Right.
There are no attorneys. Now, what they want to do is they want to bring an attorney for Kavanaugh, an attorney for Ford, while you're turning this into a trial with no judge, no jury. There is a big problem. This will turn the system on its head. This should not be allowed. Secondly, the accuser never dictates the Department of Justice or the FBI or whoever investigates. No, that's
right.
Not the accuser's job. It's the
exactly.
Justice Department who decides who investigates. And finally, another point. I got two more points to make.
Sure.
One of them is the prosecutor always goes first. She's insisting that Kavanaugh answer to these charges.
Right, right.
I'm sorry, you can't answer to charges when you don't know what the charges are.
Right.
And the witness never goes first. The prosecutor always goes first.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of judicial issues going on here. And if they allow this, kiss the current justice system, right, wrong, or indifferent, goodbye.
I agree. Grace, she's setting the terms. Right. She's setting the terms on this whole thing of when she will do it and who goes first and who goes second and all this. She's setting the terms. She's telling the FBI what to do and how to do it. It's amazing. These are just accusations, allegations, and rumors, and she's setting the terms. Amazing.
Oh, and then there's this wonderful, I don't know if anybody, I've not heard anybody yet bring this up. Did you know when Kavanaugh was in school, he had a classmate named Chris, you know his last name?
No.
Chris Garrett. These guys were in school together at Georgetown Prep. Mm-hmm. And when you put their pictures side by side, these two guys are dead ringers for twins.
Yeah, I heard that already, and my wife brought that to my attention. I said, you know, let's say it wasn't Brett Kavanaugh. Let's say something really did happen to this woman, and it was the other guy, and it wasn't Brett Kavanaugh. The people going after Kavanaugh right now would not ever reveal that because they would rather take him down and use him and convict him of something he actually didn't do. That's how nasty and devious these people are, that they said, well, it could be a mistaken identity, but we're not going to tell anybody it was the other guy, but we're going to hang out to dry Brett Kavanaugh. I heard that just the other day. I you're right. I haven't heard a whole lot about that, but there are two people that look very similar. Kavanaugh having somebody that looks like him, and I do believe they would cover that up if need be. They would do, because their goal is to destroy his chances at being a Supreme Court justice, and they are well on their way. I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't know how this is going to turn out. Are Republicans going to betray this man? I don't know, because they're worried about the next time they come up for office, will this be used against them because they supported a person who did a sexual attack on somebody. Again, we're talking accusations, allegations, and rumors, but that's appearing to be the new proof nowadays, and we are, Art, in deep, deep trouble if that is our future in the law. Accusations, allegations, and rumors is now convicting evidence. We are all in trouble.
Now, remember the old Roman courtroom, guilty until proven innocent. Hey, thanks, man. I'm out. Have a great one.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Go back to the phones here. Thomas in Florida, you're on.
Hello.
Yes, Thomas. What's on your mind?
Yes. I was on the Internet, and I was just looking around, and it's quite possible that we might be getting had here. Back during the Vince Foster murder, there was an independent assistant attorney by the name of Miguel Rodriguez.
Okay.
And he came to the conclusion that apparently that the Vince Foster, thing was actually a homicide.
Right.
Well, he got taken off of the case, and they put our fellow here in charge of it. Kavanaugh became the guy. And apparently then they did not submit any of the findings from Rodriguez. And everything went as...
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's more than one place that has it. So I'm just wondering if this isn't some kind of a real interesting sort of thing where they maybe even paid her to do this, so we go into a, you know, quite a big hullabaloo, the absurdity of it all, and then basically we get him in. We push him in without any question, and perhaps he might not be the right guy to be in there.
That's interesting. I did hear that also. So we'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it there. Bye-bye.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to FrontSight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Boy, that song brings back some memories for me. Stationed in the military, Altus Air Force Base, Altus, Oklahoma. I used to hang out at a little racetrack at the Altus Speedway. It always seemed to be that song be playing over the overhead when the race cars were going around the track there. It brings back some great memories for me. I want to go back to the 80s. I really do. Find that DeLorean and go back in time. 80s were good. good for me. Good music, good time, less stress in your life. And it seemed like there was less government interference. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe there was all along. I just didn't realize it then. But we surely have too much government now. We're going to go back to the phones here. Fred in Michigan, you're on.
Hey there, Steve.
Hey.
History repeats it, though.
Yes,
remember
it does.
Remember Fort Marcy Park, Vince Foster? How could a body with a self-inflicted gunshot wound? And if I'm not mistaken, there were two gunshot wounds, maybe. And the handgun was in the wrong hand.
Right.
But there was a distinct absence of blood, according to the original on the scene.
Which means he was moved there. Correct. Right.
And so, recently, I don't know if it was Judge Napolitano or whom, on primetime dissentful propaganda media, every now and then, maybe 5% of the time, a tidbit of truth emanates. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, this here Kavanaugh guy is not exactly a princely angel. He was intimately connected with the Vince Foster cover-up.
Yeah, that's what the other guy just said. Yeah. All right, caller.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
The caller before you just mentioned that. Yeah, he was. Somebody else was taken off the case of Rodriguez, and Kavanaugh was put on the case, and he evidently swept over the information, which would point to it was a hit. It was an assassination, basically, and they moved his body to Fort Marcy Park. Yeah. Yeah. Is the guy squeaky clean, Fred? Is Kavanaugh squeaky clean? No. I don't think anybody in government squeaky clean. And but did he do the thing is, did he do the crime they say that she says he did right now 36 years ago? And that's what we're talking about now. But I agree with you 100%. Yeah, we should look at this really close. And the forces behind somebody also to basically say, you know, maybe he did step up and say, hey, this wasn't a suicide. And somebody said, yes, it was, Mr. Kavanaugh. It was a suicide. Wink, wink, and or else you don't, you know. It could have been one of those situations, too. And that's the bad part about government, Fred. That's why I could never be in government, too honest. I'd be assassinated in the first week. Government isn't the playground for somebody honest. It's for those who have a past and who are willing to play the game. And deception is part of that game. And some people sleep pretty good at night about doing all the things they do. I couldn't. But hang on the line here. We got a break coming up, and we'll come right back to Fred in Michigan. This is Off the Beaten Path. Second hour is coming up.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.